Oh, it was a great feeling, you know, just to see that you took care of all your business and it paid off for me in the long run. Something I've been looking forward for my whole life, you know. So now I get paid for something I love to do, play football.
Were you at all boggled, your mind boggled by the numbers and how big they are and all that?
No, I mean, I really didn't really pay no attention. Everybody else started posting it everywhere. I was just like, I was still here trying to figure out what was going on with the playbook and everything. So it's just money now. I just got to take care of my money, save it. And after I bought my mom something nice.
You talked about that when you got drafted. Tell us what you plan to do for your mom.
I mean, whatever she want, you know. If she want to get a house, I'll probably buy a house somewhere. That's probably about it.
Does she want to come here to Houston?
Probably not. She don't want to leave her parents, so I think she want to stay home with them.
Is it you touched on a little bit about what it means to you to see the fruits of your labor, if you will. You worked very hard to get where you are, and to see it come to pass.
Yeah, I mean, that was the first step to getting here, and the next step is to take it on farther than that. I mean, just try to get better at the game I love to do, play football. I'm still learning. It's a learning curve for me here, trying to adapt and get ready for some games.
What's it like working with Raven?
Oh, man, he's a great coach. You know, very small. He teaches me a lot, not about football, you know, stuff I never knew, sets and everything. So, I mean, he's a great coach to learn from, and I try to take everything in.
How would you describe his intensity level?
Oh, my God. One of the highest I've ever been around. He just full go, you know. Everything he do is teaching is full go. Like, everything, just high-intensity guy, and he's great to be around. If you're tired in the morning, he's going to wake you up early. So I love him. I love learning from him, and I hope he continues to teach me more.
How is that learning curve going? How are you picking up on all the things and all these
things? That's a lot. It's like when I learn something, then they throw something else at me. I might forget what I learned the first time. So, you know, I always go back, review my notes, and, you know, just take one day at a time learning.
All right.
You're making a switch, Jadavion. How is it going with you? Are they keeping you, I guess, on the same pace as everybody else, even though you changed positions?
Oh, yeah. You know, I think we are doing a little more than everybody else since we rookies. We really got to catch up. So, I mean, I'm pretty much right now learning what everybody else is learning, but they're trying to give us more time to learn, like get us in here earlier sometimes. But, you know, that's helping us, you know, getting us in early and just trying to really catch up with the other vets around here.
What kind of extra time have you been putting in?
I mean, coming in on some days that we aren't supposed to come in on. They're really learning the playbook from home, you know, studying all my off time when I'm at home or going over my notes a lot.
You talked about how you're learning a lot of different positions. And
yes.
And then that I do take it to you package by package. Do you have all the information now about every position you're going to be playing, or do you?
I thought I had all the information, but then you go in there something new, so. I don't know. You just know you got to take it day by day. Like I said, they're going to throw some stuff at you, new games to run. And, you know, you just got to learn it all. Try to learn as much as you can in a short amount of time and go in there with a game plan.
What does it mean to you that a guy like Vrabel has done it at a very high level as a player for a very long time?
That's a great for me. You know, somebody that's been there, done it. You know, you always want to listen to somebody that's been there, done it, less than somebody who never done it. So, being coached by him is great for me. I always say, Coach, what should I do right here? You know, he always got to give me great advice. So he know everything.
He said he tries to use examples of guys he's played with.
All the time. He used some of the guys he played with all the time, man. But every time I ask him about it, he's I was smarter. So he's one of the smartest guys in coaching, I feel like, here. So I always try to listen to him.
Thank you.
Thank you.